Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. This is one strange day, because this has been, earlier I told Barbara and I told Dale about something that happened to me. Is it okay if I say it or?
Richard, are you in?
I'm on.
Do you hear? Okay, Richard's on, he said.
He's on, and let me see here, okay.
I think you should start over, Johnny.
Okay, yeah, my apologies. It's, what I was
What's
saying
What's your apologies
is,
for?
Well, what I was going to say is that I'm not really all my mental self, but the thing is that
okay.
I have... What?
Oh, God, that's
my
why I asked you if you wanted to do the show or not.
No, I want to do it. I want to do it because I think that this
okay.
is important.
Johnny?
Yes?
Johnny?
Sit back and relax. Sit back and relax, John.
Okay. All right.
Is Barbara on?
I don't see her, but I have a number, and I'm wondering if it's her. Let me see if this
what
is her. Let me see here. Barbara, is that you?
No,
Barbara?
I'm just someone just waiting to get on. Mm-mm.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right, hold her. Then you'll deal with Barbara in a moment. Let me talk with this lady.
She's here.
Okay?
She's right here.
Okay.
Barbara, you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead. Sorry for calling in a minute late. Go ahead, Dale, with the caller. I'm here.
Okay. Yes. What? You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear. Who is this, please?
This is Helen. How are you?
Fine. And where are you calling from?
Jersey.
What part of Jersey?
Jersey.
That's where I'm from.
Morris County.
Morris County, okay. How far is that from Newark and Hillside?
About 25 miles.
Okay, I'm very familiar with the area. I grew up in Newark. How can I help you, sweetie?
Just like to know some, what you can tell me about what's going on with my romance problems.
No, no. Be specific. The more specific you are, the more specific I'll be.
Well, all right. Will I ever see the my person I'm in love with again?
Well, you're
How's
not
that?
Making sense. Would you
all right.
make the correct question direct?
Direct, okay. Will I see the person I'm in love with again? We had a fight.
Yes, you will. The fight's nothing. It's short-lived, but do not call him. Do not call him. Let him call you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, I did email him and, to just tell him, my side of the story. And, no, I won't call him unless he calls me.
Stop doing that. Stop chasing him. Okay? The more you chase him, the more he'll be turned off by you.
Okay.
So just go about your business and do something else and forget about him for now. He'll come around and, if he doesn't, he wasn't worth it, but he should come around.
Okay. Well, I think he's worth it.
Well, if he was worth it, he'd be calling you now.
Mm-hmm.
What
you
did
mean
you
call
fight
now?
About? What did you fight about?
Just in general about what has happened over the last 2 years. And
that entails a lot.
Yeah, it
that
does.
Entails a lot. So, if you're going to bring up the past and what's happened in 2 years, then he may not be willing to, you know, look at this. But I would just leave it alone for now. It's the best I can tell you, okay?
All right. Okay.
And call us back when he calls you back, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank
you. Thank
you,
ma'am.
Okay, John, do you want to give out your phone number?
Yes. The number is 516-531-9874. And I'm sorry if I never formally introduced you, Barbara.
I'm
glad
you're
here. Okay.
Yeah, I think that the listeners know me by now. Hi, everybody. Aloha, Dale.
Aloha.
Hi, Barbara.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to interject something about that last caller, Dale. That is such great advice. One time, I had a girlfriend, and she was madly in love with this guy. And it's not like they broke up, but he was doing so many things that she just didn't like, mainly having the ex always around during holidays. Like, it was one big happy family. And some people are okay with it. She was not. I said, don't talk to him for 3 months. Not a word. No contact. In three mm-hmm. months, if he doesn't come back to you, he's not the right guy. Within exactly
right.
3 months, he came back, and they've been married for 15 years, happily.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens that way. If you chase them, they're going to run away. And then
exactly.
You just gotta... What do you say,
turn
Richard?
Turn off, like you said. Yeah, Richard, what do you
say? I agree.
Said? I agree. Really?
Yes. Wait for him to call.
It turns off men when you chase them. If they're already disgruntled somewhat and you chase them, they're even going to pull further away, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Barbara, what are you doing for Memorial Day?
Well, right now, the reason I called in a little late is because I was so, I was going in circles because I'm supposed to get out of this house with Priscilla to go to wine country to meet a friend. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do the show while I drive. It's so distracting. So I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do that could be even dangerous. And why are we not going next weekend, Memorial Day, where we could stay an extra day when she's off from school? You know, this is not a smart plan. So I want to ask you, as my psychic, what do you think I should do? Should I just...
Okay, hold on.
I'm already packed.
All right, whoa. Hold on. I asked that for a reason, but now that we talk about this, Johnny, I think we should ax the show for Memorial Day weekend because it's a holiday and I don't do holidays, okay?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. It's also a day before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
Well, actually, yeah,
well,
my birthday is the 28th of May.
Right, so we should ax it for the holiday because it's not going to work, okay?
Okay.
And Barbara needs to do stuff, too. Now, Barbara, run this, so we'll go the following week, but Barbara, run this by me again. You're supposed to go where, when?
Well, it's wine country. My friend said, do you want to meet me up there? They're good friends of hers, so it's like... It's just no
okay,
for
I'm
the
gonna,
room.
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop okay. you right there. Do not go. Do not go.
Really?
Do not come. There is a lot of traffic out there. Number two, you can meet your friend anytime, but around that time, there's an accident. There's going to be a tie-up. You may not even get to where you're going. So I don't feel that it's a good time to go.
Okay, because I'm not even telling you that I have the option of going next weekend anyway, which I don't mind. I don't care. I could go to wine country places anywhere, but she said it was 2 hours away. It's 4 hours and 11 minutes away, Dale.
No, it's bad. But you're saying you could go next weekend? That's Memorial Day, right?
I think I can. I just don't know if she wants to go again next
weekend.
Okay, but
weekend. I'm telling you, stay away from Memorial Day. Number one, stay away from the next 2 weeks. It's not good. What's happening is the COVID is really ramping up. So if you're around people and you're doing things, it's just a bad time to go anywhere.
And she refuses to get the shot. She has not even been vaccinated.
And why are you going with her?
Well, it's a friend that I see quite often, actually. And
if you're willing to go get COVID, then go with her. It's stupid.
But I already was vaccinated 2 times, but I haven't gotten the booster. So you think that if I'm around somebody who may have COVID, I could still get COVID?
Of course.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. They have said you can get it 5 times. No, and now they have this new thing, and I saw it on TV, and I freaked out. Monkeypox? That's a new one, and it's scary, okay? First of all, stay awake. It's a lot of traffic, a lot of people. You don't go on holidays. You want to go when it's a peaceful time during the week.
Well, I was going to go after the show. So are you saying that would not be a good idea as well?
That's correct.
Okay. Plus, my daughter has Saturday because she, well, we won't get into the details, but
your daughter has what?
Tomorrow.
Let your daughter go to school, okay?
Yeah. I think that's first priority, don't you?
You could do what you want, but I'm suggesting that it's not a good time. There's traffic. There's people. It's crazy out there. I've almost got clipped in the car about 2 or 3 times. Not fun.
I was not looking forward to driving. That was the main thing, because the driving is the most dangerous part of any trip.
Right. So what are you going
to
tell me? What are you going
to
tell
me? You know what? I'd say a 4-hour trip. I mean, when I just go an hour up to LA and back, I'm using almost a tank of gas. That's $100. This is going to cost me a lot of money, actually.
Got that right.
$7.
You got it right. Sure is.
How much do you think it would cost? A couple hundred,
about
probably.
About $400.
How much is a bottle of wine?
I know. Maybe if we got there in the morning, we would have had Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday. But this point,
Barbara, you got it wrong. Do not go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too expensive. It's just ridiculous, and there's a lot of traffic this weekend and next.
Okay.
I know it's rough, but I don't know what to tell you, but she wants to go, let her go. But there's going to be accidents and everything. I don't think it's a good time to go.
She's already there, and she has other reasons, because there's somebody near the winery that she was visiting right now. So she has other priorities. She has other reasons to go besides just enjoying it with me. Plus, those people are her good friends. It's not like I'm leaving her high and dry if I don't go. And even when she texted me today, she says, are you going? So that wasn't like, I can't wait to see you. It didn't seem too urgent, that's all.
Well, number one, you just answered your own question. Number two, just say it's real important that your daughter goes to school on Saturday and you don't feel like driving 4 hours, okay?
Okay, because she initially said it was 2. That's right.
Yeah, with traffic, it's 4. Now, you want to pay that
4 hours. With traffic, it'll be 5 or 6.
Yeah, I was going to say more like 5 and 6.
Yeah, it's past
Napa.
The roadways. It's past
the roadways.
You got to
get out
roadways.
Of L.A. That's an hour or two right there. I mean,
Oh, really, Richard?
Yeah.
Just trust me. Don't go.
From where you live.
Oh, my gosh.
Down the beach, you got to go through most of L.A.
Yeah, because when I did put it on the map, it was 4 hours and 11 minutes, but then I didn't really look at the route. And the route, if you're saying I have to go through L.A. and it's going to be leaving in the afternoon, that is just not going to be comfortable.
No.
It's not worth it because you're going to be snubbed. It's not good for your daughter. And, you know, what are you going to go? Just to get drunk? Is that worth it?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
There was a concert. Okay, you guys, listen to this. First, it was the concert for Garth Brooks, the country singer Garth Brooks. But then, oh, no, it's Garth Brooks' daughter. I don't care about Garth Brooks' daughter seeing her concert. I really don't.
You're right. You're right about that. You've already made up your mind. Now just tell her. Or just text her.
And I need to work. Like you said, you know, and I was just catching up on getting back on the roll with, you know, working a lot and getting organized, and I really was into it. And then just to pick up and go, you know, pretend I worked at an office. I wouldn't be able to just do that. I would have to stay and make money.
Who are you trying to convince, you or me?
Oh, no. By the way, I've got a question for you, Barbara. Does Priscilla carry her purse that we got, handbag that I got her?
Johnny, that is so funny. I already borrowed her purse. She didn't want to let me.
What are you guys
Johnny,
talking about?
Johnny, I got her purse.
Gail, why don't you explain the deal? It was Priscilla's birthday, Eastley. And I basically bought a lot of the stuff that was on her wish list. So, yeah, one of them was the perk handbag. So,
which I put on her wish list because I know what she needs. So she was really excited to get this because she didn't even put this handbag, both soft leather. She doesn't have her own nice handbag, you know. And so I was just going to a little book signing the other night, and I asked if I could borrow it, and she said no, and I said, come on, why not? I let you borrow mine. And then she said, okay, yeah, I love it. But she loves it too, Johnny. She's really thankful.
You're all forgetting it's Johnny's birthday on the 28th, so he has to have a wish list and we have to get him something.
Johnny,
I think I already talked about that with Barbara, and she knows some of the things that I'd like, right, Barbara?
No, I don't remember.
It was a certain person, a certain person that's a friend of yours.
Well, you want me to do something with her? I can't serve her on a silver platter to you.
No, but I was thinking, you know, if I don't know if I'm going to be in Atlanta or my birthday or not, but I would love to have her there on a Blue Jeans Live with my family. She can meet my family. That's one thing I thought about.
I thought you were going to send her a plane ticket to come out and visit you.
Well, if I won the lottery, I would certainly do that. But then again, I would certainly do that for all of you. But the thing is that I...
Johnny, be realistic. What do you want for your birthday?
I'd have to think about it. I mean, it's so weird. I don't... I'm going to be 50, you know, and I'm going to be... What?
Wow, big 5-0.
I know. It's just... I don't really look at age as negative, and the reason is, and so I would never want, I mean, you know, but it's just that now the AARP people, well, not the AARP people, but like the doctors are now doing things differently now. They're saying, okay, we're going to put these microbes on your chest because you're at the age where we do that,
Don't worry about it. You know what? Don't worry about it. Tia, my 50th birthday was the first time I've ever had a birthday party. It was in Hawaii, and it was at Fisherman's Wharf. It was at a karaoke bar, there with all my friends and all the entertainers, and Tia Carrera showed up at my party.
Oh,
and
cool.
she was singing karaoke, and it was really wonderful. I had a great time, and I had all the Hawaiian local people that were singers show up at my birthday. It was fun. I enjoyed it. That was
Where
only...
is Carrera right now?
Pardon me? I don't know. That was just, she showed up. I mean, I did a reading on her after at my house and told her she's going to win all these awards, and she did. You know,
she did.
So...
She was in Wayne's World.
Oh, I didn't know that. But it's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, we should do something special for Johnny's birthday, because he was supposed to come out and see you then. Weren't you going to, Johnny?
Well,
I don't know what happened.
See, this is what it is that every time I was going to go out there, but then my parents were like, well, we have to sell our house in Georgia, so we're going to go up there and get everything ready. And I have to be there because there's a lot of personal stuff I need to gather up, you know. But the thing is that I do want to go out to see Barbara, and I also want to see that other person that I have a huge crush on. She's an angel from heaven, okay? She's an angel. That's what I call her. I call her an angel from heaven. She loves it. I love all her YouTube videos, and Barbara
yeah,
knows what I'm talking
about. Yeah, he does call her that.
I mean, well, I'm sorry. I mean, she's a gorgeous lady. She has long blonde hair. I mean, I'm smitten, you know?
She's foreign, so she has that accent, you guys. So he's smitten
right.
with this, you know,
I will actually
accent,
translate.
Yeah.
I've sent her love letters in German before, because with Google Translate, so it's just, wow.
Oh, that's
yeah, she has to block you when you call her 6 times a day. She's like, I've had enough phone calls today from Johnny. I blocked him.
Really?
Oh,
Johnny,
you're sorry. Okay.
So just listen to what we had said earlier. Stop chasing her, okay?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, yeah, what happened was I bought her perfume, and I was wondering if she got it. And it, yeah, okay.
Okay. Don't
change. Well, all right. Do we have any callers, Johnny?
Yes, we do. It's area code 954. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. How are you? And happy birthday. How are you?
Thanks for listening.
My name is Sharon from New York City, and I have a relationship problem too, so I don't know. I'm a little confused about where I stand with this gentleman, so I'm wondering if I should just move on, and if I do, will there be somebody nice coming into my life? Do you see anything going on?
Okay, well, are you from Manhattan, Sharon?
Yeah, well, I'm from Brooklyn, so that's sort of like Manhattan.
Yeah, you're in a good position now of Brooklyn. Not of itself.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful. And, oh, God, I miss New York. Anyway, is there an R in his name?
No.
In the name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the name, yes. Mm-hmm. Double R. Mm-hmm.
Geez, and we call this psychic amnesia. But anyway, what's his first name?
Morris.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He likes you a lot, but have you been chasing him at all?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, no way. Uh-uh. No, no, no. That's one thing I will never do. Oh, no. That's a big no-no.
Has he been calling you?
Well, he texts me every morning, you know, but it's, you know, short text, good morning. And, I mean, I see him like maybe once a week or, well, it's been three months, so it hasn't been like a long time. But, I don't know. I just feel a little confused about it. I feel like it's just at a standstill. Nothing's moving forward. It's just you know.
Okay,
well, I mean, it's
100% right. He's not that interested. He looks at you more as a friend. And if he were really interested, he'd be chasing you up a tree. So, you know, whatever you want, I would just keep it short and maybe go some days where you don't text him at all, you know, and see where. No coughing, Richard, into the phone.
Right. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you see anybody else on the horizon that, you know, relationship-wise, that might be better.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Are you 40 or 50?
Pardon me?
Are you 40s or 50s?
Oh, no, I'm in my 60s. I'm 67.
I'm glad you're 50 because you're very young. For your age,
I'm a very young 67. I would like to think I've been told.
You're very pretty too, and you're very nice, and you're very sweet, and you like to have a lot of fun, and you feel like life is over, that it's just beginning. That's where you're at right now, okay?
And I just. You know, I'm not going to stand for nonsense, especially not at my age.
It's time to get rid of this guy.
Absolutely. Get
rid of him and start moving on. Join a dating service. Do whatever you need to do. But you're going to find the right person, and you're going to be married within 2 years or less.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds good because it would be nice to have, a companionship. But I want companionship with the right person. And if someone doesn't serve me well, then it no longer, you know, it just doesn't fit anymore. So, I mean, if you can't move forward, if somebody is an inconclusive introducing you to family and, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's like, okay, like what's going on here? So. You know, adios.
As we get older, we get more picky. So that's where it's
Excuse
at. You know? Just have to enjoy that the right person is going to come along. I want to say there's a D in his name. D, you know, Danny or David or something. And you'll meet him through friends, but you won't be looking. It'll just happen.
Exactly. And when you're not looking is when it happens. So.
Okay.
Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful weekend.
I miss your accent so much. I used to say I walk and I talk and I come from New York, but they won't let me say that anymore. Okay?
I like it. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. Hey, Barb, I'm back to you. Do you feel better about what I said?
I feel relieved. You know, I just took a deep breath because I was running around like a chicken with the head cut off just to go on this last minute trip. I'm not in a position to do this right now. No.
No, and you're not financially in a position to do this.
That's right. And I was, but then, you know, I paid off all my debt, you guys, this year. I paid my debt off. I bought the new car. And now it's time to get my nose back onto the grindstone. Is that what you say? And I have to. Yeah.
Barb, your car hits 70 miles to the gallon?
Well,
six or $7 a gallon.
Oh yeah, it's $6.29 a gallon. Yeah, that's so. Let me calculate this.
How many miles?
Calculate it quick. 400.
Okay. Let me see. How many miles? I will tell you. I'm going to open the map, and Richard will help too. Okay.
Okay.
Because I looked it up earlier.
Just figure 400 miles, Barb. Just figure 400
miles.
Okay,
400 miles. Okay.
Can you get how many miles a gallon?
Well, I thought it was 12 miles to the gallon. Does that not sound right, Richard?
Okay.
Maybe I don't know.
Round it off. Make it 10 miles a gallon. How many gallons? Quick. 40, right?
Yes.
Okay. Times $6.
Seven.
$240.
There you are.
No, it's more than that. Because you're stopping go traffic.
Okay.
Well, that's why we're on
the miles. Times 10, is that what you're saying? $7. $242 times 7, right? Oh, my
okay.
gosh, it's expensive.
It's 400 up and 400 back, right?
Wow, that's too much. Oh, my gosh. Now, that is really giving me the answer to what I am. Okay, I really am getting the calculator out just to make sure. 242 times, say it's $7 even. Let's round it low.
Okay.
Okay, is that
it's going to be a holiday weekend, so they're going to gouge you to the utmost, so call it $7 a gallon.
I'll say eight.
No, not
okay,
quite yet.
Eight.
But, okay, say eight. You stop at Denny's for breakfast or something, or dinner or whatever.
But it seems weird, isn't it? Okay. Okay. I don't know if I'm doing it right, because it's okay. 242 times 8 equals
1,936. No.
What's wrong with my calculator? What is going on?
Oh,
how do I do it?
No, it's going to run you $300 to $400, okay?
I want to know how to calculate it, though, for next time.
Richard, tell her how to calculate it.
Okay.
Come on, Richard,
okay.
Tell me.
Quickly, you're going to use roughly about 89 gallons, 90 gallons.
90? Okay. So 90.
Roughly.
Okay.
40 gallons up, 40 gallons up, 40 gallons back, whatever.
9 times 7.
Wow. 42.
No, that's not right. How much is 9 times 7?
63. I used to know my time too. Oh, well. Everybody's probably laughing. Okay, that's 63.
We need
oh, my gosh, you guys. That's too much.
Well,
I can't afford
go.
400 there and 400 back, that's for sure. Because she said, well, I want you to go, and maybe I'll drive back with you if I leave my car up there, and then I'll pay the gas on the way back. Well, I would think it was 2 hours away. Now it's four
first
hours away.
Barbara, do I know this person? Do I know this
she's
person?
Gonna,
yes.
I do know her? Okay.
Yeah,
she's going to take up with some other guy. Forget about you. You're going to end up driving back by yourself. Forget it!
Paying the whole gas.
Okay, Barb, you figure it's going to cost you $500 in gas.
That's horrible. I can't believe it. I can't do it. No way. No way.
Okay.
Plus all the meals on the way there.
Yep.
I just did your math for you. About 480.
No, and I want to figure out math better. I want to be able to figure the mileage and the gas and the, you know, I want
okay,
to be able to
well,
figure all this out in the future a little better than
okay,
how just, thought I do.
Just cool. Listen to me for a moment. Just listen to me
okay.
for a moment. Okay.
Okay.
800 miles. Divided by 10, because roughly you get 10 miles a gallon, roughly, right?
Yes.
So 10 into 800 goes 80, right?
Yes.
80 gallons times $6 or $7, whatever you want to do. If you do it at $6, it comes out to be 480, $480.
Wow.
Roughly.
Whether it's $4.80 or $8 at $5.60, you know what? It's way more than I thought. Way more than I thought it would be.
Plus, the weekend is a hell of a time to be traveling.
But it's not worth it for this weekend. Anyway, Johnny, what's going on? Do we have someone else?
No, we don't, but I'm going to give the number. It's 516-531-9874. So right now we don't, but that doesn't mean we won't in the future.
Okay, we can listen to Barbara bitch some more.
You know what? It's true. It's the venting that makes a person feel so much better, though. And that's what's so good that you guys are into listening to me, because it makes me feel better. Talking it out helps you make your decision.
That's true. That's true. And I feel I wouldn't do it, and I live way closer. I'm only about 4 hours away.
And I would have done it. I would have sacrificed my comfort. I would have been in traffic. I would have dealt with so much. But when it comes to the pocketbook, no. Then that's my answer, because nobody can argue with that.
That's true.
That's true.
Very true.
Wow.
So, Johnny, what are you going to do for your birthday?
I have no idea. Probably, well, my mom always makes me this strawberry cake that I like, and my nephews will probably be over. You know, I have four nephews that are autistic, so they all tend to say things when they shouldn't say them, but they're really sweet. And, you know, my birthdays, they always tend to fall on Labor Day when they're Mondays. So it's, you know. And
true. Memorial Day.
Right.
I wanted to bring up something to think about, and Richard can help me here, okay? A lot of people are buying RVs. A lot of people are being kicked out of their homes. We have somebody, a friend of ours at Sonic, and they have six dogs, unfortunately, but they have friends that want to rent their place, and they're paying $3,000 a month. They live out in the boonies, okay? And so they're asking them to leave in 30 days. Anyway, nobody has places to live. I don't know about you guys down there, but in Nevada, it's really bad. It's not bad. There's apartments, but people don't want dogs. Anyway, we're talking about RVs. And a lot of people are saying, I'm not giving up my dog. I'm going to buy an RV. And I wanted to cheered on for that, because people that want to buy RVs, there's no place to park them. And I was asking Richard about this. So, Richard, tell them what you know.
Well, yeah, I think that's obvious. You can go just right here in this area, no matter what trailer park you look at, good, bad, or indifferent, they're full. They're full. You go right through Gardnerville here, and there's two or three trailer parks right in town, and they're full. You don't see any, come in and do this or do that. Sure, stop in. There's one outside of town that is always full, and that means anybody that's traveling, if you're lucky and you want to stay in a trailer park just for one night maybe, you might get in there, but for long term, there's another one up by Costco here in Carson City. It's always full, and so on. And even for vacationing, you got to think ahead, because where are you going to vacation at in your RV? Everybody's out there with one. State parks and national parks, most of them, I bet, probably require reservations, take you know, that you put in for months ahead or something like that. And I'll finish right here on this one last thought. Right here on the highway on 395 that we traveled up and down all the time, we're always seeing trailers being pulled. And I'm not sure where they're going and where they're staying, but good luck. And so on. So I would say right now, you can buy an RV. The trailer places are full, but where are you going to park it? You got to park it somewhere. And you can't just leave it on the street, you know, something like that. And I'll shut up for that. Okay. Over.
Okay. So I have a couple of questions. Richard, I know a lot of people that do leave them on the street and park. And then there's other ones that my feeling would be if I had to buy one and I were kicked out and I had no place to live, which is happening in Nevada and all over the place, people are being kicked out or their rents are going up to $3,000-$4,000 a month, and they are buying RVs. So what I was thinking is to go around the neighborhood and ask if you can park at, you know, their large lot or house and say you would pay them, say, $1,000 a month to stay there. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm going to say the same thing as I did before. Yeah, if you can find somebody for that, but you, I bet you when you really figure it out, you try parking on the street for 2 or 3 or 4 days or weeks. Whoever's right around there, if you don't know them, even that might not help. They'll come around and say, hey, you can't do that. And because you start getting into the health thing and everything, what are you doing with your sewage? What are you doing with your potty leavings and all that? And where are you getting your power from? And blah, 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 on and infinitum. I lived in trailers for years. I mean, it's number of years, way back when. I mean, way back when, not my history, but way back when you could go to trailer parks, and they always seem to have a few spaces open. But the ones I've seen around here, no.
I've been looking too, you guys, because my dad lives that way. He lives in a trailer in Arizona, and although it gets horribly hot in his he calls it his rolling estate. I call it a tin can. My goodness. So I say, please move across the street. There's one right across the street from me. We checked on it. It's $2,000 a month just to park your trailer, to rent that space. That is so much. I think he's only paying maybe $500 or $700 where he is. And so that's defeating the purpose of living in one of those.
Where is it $2,000 a month?
The street from me in Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Well, what
in L.A.
Is it a trailer?
He has his own trailer. He loves his trailer life. He chose that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a retired airline pilot. He could afford an apartment. He just likes to be able to move around to different trailer parks in Arizona, which he does. Every 6 months, he'll move to a new one. But he said they're just so expensive. He used to have a space in Long Beach for his trailer, and it was pretty expensive. But I really think that he should just do it anyway because, you know, he's in his 70s. He's like 75. And isn't that when you're supposed to enjoy your life and spend the money, and then he could be around his granddaughter and me? We're very close.
I haven't even heard of anything that expensive, but the trailer park, God, that I would pick if I had money is the one overlooking Malibu. They have those $1 million trailers, you know?
Yeah. Well, stand by.
Right. And I have the dance doctor, my friend, he calls himself that, John. He lived up there forever, and it is a beautiful view. It's just a regular trailer. It's not a $1 million trailer. They're just normal. Up there on that hill, he lives in a normal one, and you feel like you are in a trailer when you're in it. And it's probably very expensive.
But he mm-hmm. has the grandfather policy probably up there. There's probably nothing available.
But
no,
it's getting so bad. People don't have places to live. But if they give you 30-day notice and tell you to get out, you're up the creek. You don't want to go.
I know. I just keep on thinking about this, what my friend was just, you know, maybe not being so forthright with me about how far away this was and that she was going to leave a car up there to park, a car up there for her daughter, and then drive back with me and pay for the way back. But the way there is still going to be very expensive. But now she's saying that she might not leave the car up there. Oh, my gosh. So that is not going to work at all, you guys, for me.
You're back to that. We've already made
the decision. I can't get it out of my head.
Well, you know, you've got to call her. And that's it. No more. Just call her. You can call while we're on the phone and see what she says.
Oh,
I love you.
My gosh, you want to be on the line?
Yes.
She'll try to talk me into it. You know, I know she's going to try to talk me into it, so I'll just do a text. That'd be better.
Ask her if she's got a spare $1,000 in her pocket.
Yeah. Well, see, she's going up there because she has a guy that is near there. So, but what am I going up there for? To have a glass of wine? I don't need that.
That's why I say you could go buy a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Would you get up to the subject and just call her while we're on the phone and we'll tell her?
Oh, you would love that little cheap entertainment, wouldn't you? No way.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that. Hell no. No way.
Why?
No way. No.
Well,
I already have a phone phobia.
Friend.
Oh, my gosh. You know I have a phone phobia already. That's like 10 times as worse having an audience. That's funny. You know what I'll just say is my psychic said I should not go.
That's right.
Period. That's all you have to know.
She'll tell her the what for.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's just too much.
Where's Johnny?
I'm here.
Did he leave us? Oh.
No, I'm here.
Johnny, do we anything going?
No, we don't. But we don't have any. But I guess I don't know. I was wondering if everybody was able to call in fine, because I noticed like you called in like right before the show and you don't normally do it, and I was wondering everybody was okay. I do wonder if people are having hard time calling in, if that's what was happening. But you know,
I don't know. You promote it?
I promoted it. Yes. I mean, you didn't have any problems logging in, Richard, or calling?
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
We're back to Barbara.
Wait, I spoke too soon. We have a caller. Give me 1 second.
Uh-oh. Take it.
Okay. I'll put this person on. Area code 347. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
You're in the last hour. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name? Pardon me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? What happened?
Hello, you hear me?
Tamika.
Yeah. Oh, can't hear.
I heard her say Tamika.
Did we lose her?
Are you there, ma'am?
Forget it. This is the one that we have problems. No. This is the one we have problems with. Just let go. Let's go back to Barbara. Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara.
What else are you going to do this week? Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Okay.
Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell your friend that you got a psychic and a half. Tell him that he can't go. Find the half.
Yeah.
Half
I know.
But we do have another caller. We do have another caller, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
Area code 631, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi, okay, I'm sorry. I was just trying to call you, but I have to call you back on another phone. This is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
What part of New York?
Long Island.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi. I'm actually calling you because I just did a hospital. I'm in the hospital. I had a surgery today, and I just wanted to know what you see around it. Like, I did this to hopefully help not hurt me being able to have kids. So I just want to know if you see me recovering well.
Sweetheart, what kind of surgery is it?
It was for fibroids.
Oh,
It's not easy, but
fibroids. How old are you?
I'm 43.
That is the problem, not so much the fibroids. I don't know who your doctor is, but at 43, it's harder to get pregnant, not impossible. But once they removed the fibroids, I had that, and they didn't know that. That's what causes you not to become pregnant. But the 43 is the problem. But I would say your chance of getting pregnant is probably 60-70% at 43.
All right. I just wanted to know if you see me ever having to go through this again, because this just was not easy as I'm laying here. And I know.
I'm very well aware of it. They do grow back. But in your case, I see that your doctor is pretty well made sure that you're going to be fine.
Okay, so you don't see me having to go through this again?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord.
No, not at 43. What's going to happen is the next step is menopause. That's at 47. Mm-hmm. And what happens is at menopause, everything shrinks. Mm-hmm. So there's no pain, there's no nothing, and you'll be fine.
All right, and do you see, like, if this is going to cause any other health issues for me, like complications, the fact that I chose to go through with this?
No. Why are you in the hospital? How long did he say you'd be in there for?
Well, I have to, tomorrow is when I'm going to probably go home, but I just need to do this because I don't really have help with managing the pain at home, so I needed to do this.
Okay. You'll be fine, sweetie. Not to worry. You'll be up and about, and just you'll be fine.
I just wanted to make sure. I just don't want to ever have to go through this, and I just want to make sure that I don't run into any other health issues from choosing to do this, you know.
Well, I'm a doctor, but from this, no, you'll be fine. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, and you have a good one, and we'll say a prayer for you, all right?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Paul, that was worth it. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Eased her mind, I'm sure.
Sure.
I don't even know what that is, Dale. I'm glad you do.
I do. I have had fibroids my whole life, and it's really very painful when you have severe cramps. And you're in pain, like you can't, it's like giving birth to a child every month. Eventually they grow big and they take the fibroids out, and that helps, and that helps a lot.
Where are the fibroids?
In your uterus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But she could still have children. But 43, it's not only can you get pregnant, but your eggs are getting old at that point. They're, half are rotten.
We have another caller, Dick. You want one?
Yes. Go right ahead.
This is area code 917. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Ashiel.
What is your name?
Ashil.
Are you a guy?
Yeah, I'm let me check. Let me get it. Give me 1 second. Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Basically, yeah, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm calling from New York City.
All right. A lot of New Yorkers. I'm from Jersey, so I totally understand. What can I do for you?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up for my love life. I have somebody from my past trying to come back into my life. And I'm not really interested, so I'm looking forward to somebody new. So I'm just curious what you can pick up on that.
How old are you, sweetheart?
38.
Have you ever watched 90 Day Fiancé?
I heard about it, yeah, but I haven't really watched it.
I think you should watch it. That would give you a lot of insight. You definitely will marry within 3 or 4 years. You've been married before, right?
Yeah.
Couple of times.
One time.
But, yeah, and you got to learn to treat a lady right, but you will find relationships and good times in the next few years for sure.
Okay. This
woman that's after you is just chasing you at a mile a minute, so let go of her.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah.
Okay, all right, you have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
I want to say to the New Yorkers, how you doing? But that's okay.
That's funny. I like it.
Hey, we're at the shout out, Barb.
Okay.
And Barbara, you text me and let me know what happens if you go or you don't go. Okay,
yes.
I got to know it.
I know. Well, I'm sitting here. I don't want to go now. I want to go take a nap at this point, not sit in the traffic for 6 hours. For heaven's sakes, you guys, because it's not going to be what we calculated. It's going to be over what we calculated because of the sitting in traffic, right, Dale? It's going to be double. Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe I will have to call Richard again and calculate this again.
Okay.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to calculate. Easy to calculate.
Okay. Let me go over it one more time. Okay. If it's 243 miles one way, then you divide that by how many miles a gallon I get, right? Which is 10, right?
All right.
That's what you're doing?
Okay.
And then you take that number and you multiply that by how much each gallon cost, which is 7. Is
okay.
that how you
let's
calculate
make it simple.
This?
Barb, let's make it simple. Okay?
Okay?
Make it simple now. Are you listening? Okay.
Yes.
You're going to go 500 miles. Okay? You get 10 miles to the gallon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? All right. Divide 10 into 15. What do you get? Or into 500. I mean, 500.
Yeah.
You divide 10 into 500, you get 50. 50 times 50 gallons, dear. 50 gallons of gas. That's six trucks is 350. That's 7, whatever you have to pay for it.
Basically, we figured out how many gallons I will be using, which is 50. You times the gallons by the price, which is 7. That's $350. Five times seven is 35. Okay, 350. So that is that's both ways, right? $350. That you guys, that's not $500.
But it's more than 200 and some miles, though, isn't it?
It's 253 miles.
That's all?
Richard, can't we just do it exactly with the miles? It's 253 miles there and 253 miles back.
Do I have to share the food? Listen to this.
That's 500 miles, right?
Yeah, but what if she says, well, I'll pay for it on the way back? That's why I have to know both ways how much it is.
That's easy.
I get it. But I want to do it exactly. Okay, as long as I know how to do the whole problem, I can let you guys go. I just want to make sure I understand.
Well,
it's like simple. 500 miles, you divide that by 10. The 10 is the miles per gallon you get. You divide that number by the price of gas, and that's your answer.
You get,
right? So I got it.
Right.
I got it.
You divide 10
I know how to do it now. Thank you.
50.
No, but wait.
You know. Okay.
What?
One way is half, so it's 250.
Right.
But, you know, there you go. Simple.
250. Oh,
whatever it is.
Okay. So go ahead, Dale. Tell me.
She's not going to pay for half, so screw it. Just don't go and let us know what happens.
You know that because you know that psychically, don't you? Because she's already hinted to the fact that she's not going to. She may not leave her car there in the hot, blazing sun for a month. So. So I'm out $500. No, thank you.
That makes for a very expensive bottle of wine.
Yes. I'll quote you. Go ahead.
Can you do the shout out, Barbara?
Yes. Here's to not paying $500 for a bottle of wine, everybody. And thank you for listening. Hope you learned something new as well, like I did, with Psychic Dale Shear, Richard and Johnny, and Barbara. And have a wonderful weekend. During your week, though, after this wonderful weekend, if you want to know something about your life as well, call Psychic Dale Shear directly at 808-372-1816. That's DaleShear. You can also visit her website, DaleShear.com, and find out a lot more about her. She's available for you, so I would suggest to do it. And thank you, Johnny, for everything. And we will not see you next weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend, and we hope you have a great one. See all our shows on YouTube. And happy birthday to Johnny. Happy birthday early.
Yeah. The 28th of May.
He'll be the big 5-0. So make sure you go on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wish him a happy birthday, like we all will too. And get your Amazon wish list together, Johnny, and I'll send everybody there.
All right, well, good night,
Aloha.
Everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha. Good night.
Okay. Night-night.
Night-night.
Okay.
Would the chair hang up and come in the...